This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. On this Tuesday across the country, he's Tiki, I am Tierney. Setting up shop 3 hours every day, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, inside of our Quicken Loan studio. National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently at 855-212-4227. Woke up today, kind of a just expected a relatively slow news cycle.
Yeah.
Maybe something on Melo trickles in, maybe not. Ronaldo, obviously, is a big global story for sure. And then you see this, one of the more heinous images that that we've ever seen,
right?
Certainly allegedly connected to a pro athlete, pops up on Instagram.
Hard to look at.
Very hard to look at. Heinous is really the best way to describe it. And now we're all left trying to decipher, which is dangerous, what's real, what's not, what is going on with this situation with Shady McCoy.
I mean, I wish I could come to it. We want immediate satisfaction about what happened. Like, we want to judge right away. We want to say, is this real? And if it is real, then Shady McCoy, we got an issue with you. And obviously the league will have a significant issue with you. But we've also seen some of these that have been, without the image, of course, that have been false, and girlfriends or whatever being upset and trying to ruin their lives.
Yeah. Reuben Foster,
exactly, which just happened a few months ago. And so it's hard to look at this with any kind of objective eye, because we simply don't have enough of the facts yet on what happened. Now, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Shady McCoy's ex-girlfriend, LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend, her friend posted a picture of her being savagely beaten, blood trickling down her face, bruised, eyes, thick lip,
swollen
lips,
yep,
everything, and it's horrifying. And if he had anything to do with this, I mean, forget the 6-game ban, more like that's a season, maybe a lifetime ban, because that's heinous. And then there's a bunch of other allegations thrown in there as well, including beating his dog to the point of liver failure, spanking or overly disciplining his child for peeing the bed, steroid use or/slash abuse. So there's just allegation after allegation after allegation, which when it's lumped on like that, makes you say, oh, this is someone making this up. But then with the accompanying picture, who we know is his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, it gives you some pause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LeSean McCoy has come out and completely denied this, said he hasn't had contact with his ex-girlfriend or with her friend for at least 6 months or so. And the timeline may or may not work out quite perfectly, where he is, where she is, and where he is provably, and where she is provably.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we haven't seen a police report.
No.
So until all of those things happen, it's really hard to make a judgment, even though in our gut, we want to. We want to, even though it's not fair to any parties involved here.
Here's the actual post here. Like, the wording of the post, the image is one thing.
Yeah.
And T-Kid on the other thing, it's not just allegedly that he beat her. If this is true, he makes Greg Hardy look like a saint.
I 100% agree.
If this is true, LeSean McCoy is truly one of the most vile individuals walking the planet.
Yeah. Now, the other side of this.
If this is true.
If it's true. Now, the deeper story, because this is just the surface story.
Yeah.
The deeper story is that this girl, his ex-girlfriend, has been living in his home, and he's trying to get her evicted, trying to kick her out. And even if he didn't do this personally, like if the timeline doesn't work out that he wasn't near her, they're saying that he sent someone to do this to her at his house, which is equally as bad. And so there, I mean, there's so many layers to this, and it's an unfortunate situation. It's an enormous distraction for Bill's organization that's in the process of rebuilding with a new quarterback, whoever that quarterback is for the short term. Ultimately, it'll be Josh Allen. But for the short term, it could be Josh Allen or A.J. McCarron or even Nate Peterman. And so there's so many moving parts and things that seem to be going right. Shady was supposed to be the rock. He was supposed to be the vet, the star that kind of glued this all together. Now, this could throw a significant wrench not only in the Bills' plans, but more importantly, the NFL, because this is just another bad look, horrible look for the league.
If this is true, I don't think he ever plays another snap in the
NFL. I agree
with
you. I 100% agree with you.
And I would co-sign that. Any decent person would. Here's what she actually wrote. Her friend posted this on Instagram. LeSean McCoy's the devil. You're an animal. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog Henny, into kidney failure, the post reads. Let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in the bed. We kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids and needles you were using, but we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just her yesterday on the left, and then, of course, on the right is the one where she is, and savagely is a great description, allegedly savagely beaten by her. I can't imagine she cut herself up and put fake blood capsules on her face. Maybe somebody did this to her. We don't know if LeSean McCoy did it to her. But I just want to ask a question right now. How come this never happens with the NBA? How come this is just an NFL problem?
It's a great question.
We never get this.
No, we don't.
You know, we get, guys smoke blunts in the NBA. We don't even really get guys getting pinched for DWIs in the NBA.
What is wrong with the NFL? And the guys that do get caught for smoking marijuana in the league, they don't. It's just kind of a slap on the wrist. As long as you don't have a problem, like an actual issue, get yourself cleaned up, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Look, there was an old cliche.
Is it the aggression?
Is it CTE?
That's
where I'm going. So there used to be this old cliche about football players. It's an aggressive sport, and the only way to be successful is if you are aggressive-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't be passive.
Yep.
You can't just go, I'm going to run between this guard and this tackle. This line, 230-pound linebacker is going to come hit me, and I'm going to be timid going through there and be successful. Right? You had to be able to rise your level of aggression to one that was superhuman in a sense, right?
Yeah.
To take those shots and to do it over and over and over and over again. And as a result, and this is why, some organizations, including the Giants, would get us as players involved with like shelters, abuse shelters, because the necessity to change that image off the field was real, right? It was, you could feel it. And so, like, my sister's place was one up in Westchester that we used to go to. And I remember going multiple times and seeing the families there and just lending support and helping raise money, whatever the issue was or the initiative was that the Giants were supporting, because you needed to change the image. The perception was, oh, football player, this guy is big and bad and he's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, it's not that case. And so this type of incident, maybe it stems from the aggression. I think it stems from the person. You know, it's that debate. Like, are aggressive people more likely to play football, or are people who play football more aggressive?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, which came first?
That's a good question.
And it's hard to know.
Yeah.
But I'd look at myself and say, I'm not an aggressive person.
No, you're not naturally aggressive.
I never wanted
to
hit anybody.
I would agree with
that.
But
if I had to go hit a linebacker and under the chin, I would do it.
Yeah.
That was my job.
Yep.
And so I would say it's more the latter, meaning more, football makes you aggressive, not that you're aggressive and that's why you play football.
What if you enter football as a reasonably aggressive person?
And that's the question.
Then you know where I'm going.
Of course.
And the more hits you take, that reasonable, normal aggression that you need for self-preservation on the field kind of balloons into this inability to control yourself, whether it's animal cruelty, more directly domestic abuse. If this is true, LeSean McCoy beats women, beats dogs, beats his son, mm-hmm. takes PEDs, and takes recreational drugs. Yeah. If this is true.
It sounds like the most deplorable person you could ever want to be around.
Child molestation is the only thing that's not on this list, and that's always
right.
at the top of
no
my
doubt.
List. Right there with domestic
right.
abuse,
of course.
Not to marginalize animals, but, you know, of a pecking order of, you know, let's use our heads here. You know, children and women completely off limits. So are animals. And let me be very clear about that. But animals aren't human. So I don't want to say I drop them down a peg because I love animals as well. But, you know, this, I can't understand. And this goes back a lot. When Magic and Bird, I want to make a parallel mm-hmm. here. When Magic and Bird entered the NBA.
Yep.
All right, 1979, Michigan State, Indiana State, title game, black, white, West Coast, East Coast, the whole deal. Perfect. The NBA was a drug-riddled mess. Mm-hmm. I've watched documentaries on this. I've read books on this. It was viewed as, quote-unquote, too black.
Mm-hmm.
The fans didn't want to go. They would throw a token white guy at the end of the bench. I mean, this is all documented stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you fast forward, as they kind of saved the league for, on many levels here, Magic and Bird, it then permeated the 90s with the dress code. Where it kind of hit this new cycle,
mm-hmm.
well, the NBA is getting a little bit too black again,
yep.
again, quote unquote.
Yeah, let's change the
Let's
look.
Implement the dress code, kind of tweak the visual narrative, and kind of move forward for business purposes. It's funny. For a league that's always been perceived as, quote unquote, too black, they don't have any issues.
No.
They really, you're right. We want a definitive point and be able to take a definitive position with McCoy. We can't. It's completely irresponsible, and it's reckless. I don't know if he did it.
I don't know
if he did it. Nobody knows. McCoy and his girlfriend, they know, right? But what we do know is the NBA is always in the news. It's never bad.
No.
Where's LeBron going? Where's Durant going?
Right.
Where's Carmelo going when he's bought out?
Yep.
What's happening with that? It's always good.
The worst news you get in the NBA is Tristan Thompson getting caught on video.
Yeah.
Kissing some girl in a club.
Yeah.
And his I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you talk about. Now, the bigger issue here, BT, is what does the NFL do? What do they do? Because we know what they like to do. We know that they're going to go and investigate and get the deeper story. This happened with Jameis Winston just a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
It culminated about a week ago, but the investigation was going on for the last couple of months. Allegation from a few years ago, 2016, I believe, with an Uber driver out in Arizona. The NFL gets wind of it. They go investigate it deeply. Jameis Winston gets a 3-game suspension because of what they uncovered. The NFL is going to uncover what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
The question is it fair just based on an allegation when apparently this his girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend and her friend were in London or posting pictures from London or at least saying they were in London and he was nowhere near them, right? Is it fair?
Is it fair?
That's the question the NFL is fighting.
Yeah.
It's the perception. And because of the precedent that has been set, you know they have to go investigate this
100%.
One as well.
You know what's amazing to me, and I just said this to Tiki and Samter before we started the show. You go to CBSSports.com. The last time, let me see if it's updated. You don't see it on the homepage. Mm. And on ESPN.com, it's like the fourth or fifth story. So maybe there's your answer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because of the world in which we now live, and quite frankly have lived in for a while with social media, you know, the ability to allege anything, and mm-hmm. it just, you know, this quick-moving vehicle.
Been that, burned.
That you can't stop.
Yeah.
And we've been burned,
we've
learned from that. You know, but there's got to be a balance. If I'm CBSSports.com, I can't have a homepage without a reference of this story. Now, I don't know that I make it the top story. I think we're all in this transitional phase that's confusing.
Very.
That's really confusing. Now, to McCoy's credit, he did come out pretty swiftly and immediately and strongly denounced all of this. I would think that given, and you point this out properly, the time frame over this alleged crime, heinous crime, is easily solved.
Very.
The complicated part now is I know the Bills, they're not even in the building. This is like the only week of the year that nobody's there.
Yeah.
Coach, GM, nobody's there.
Yeah.
Scouts, nobody's around. So it's just amazing. It's like no matter what we try, not we, because we're going to react to what we see and what we hear. As much as you just want to get to the season, there's always something.
With the NFL.
With the NFL.
No doubt. And it's always bad.
Ah.
Always.
Boy, oh
Boy. And it seems to always be the stars, too.
Yeah, a lot of times. Jameis Winston, Hardy, allegedly McCoy.
Right.
All right, 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Give you a chance to jump in here. You know, we're going to move forward with certainly a fair amount of prudence here and try to be fair to everybody involved.
Yep.
The worst thing would be to, you know, just marginalize these claims on the part of the woman in case it did happen.
Yep.
And the worst thing would be to just dump these at somebody's doorstep, anticipating or believing that it did happen. So we're somewhat neutral. I know as a man, and I know that you feel the same way, when you see this, your first inclination is, he did it.
Yep.
Like, that's there's a part of me, it pulsates through my body. I believe the woman. And then I've got to kind of sift through everything and sort through everything.
Right.
And then I might take a step back or several steps forward. But that's usually my first instinct, to believe and want to defend the woman. But the depth of these claims and the picture of this woman, who's capable of this unless you're really an animal?
That is a tough picture to post.
Yeah. I don't think we're running this on CBSSports.com.
No.
Pardon me, on CBS Sports Network. It's probably a good thing that we're not.
Yeah.
But if you want to find it, it's clearly out there. All right, you're consumers of the most popular sport in our country. What do you think? Get it going. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Your call's coming up next right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather like it is today in the Northeast. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during those months. You know how that heat can just drain the life of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always, always want your car at its peak performance. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. That's right, free of charge. And if it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Okay, Tiki and Tierney back. We'll get these calls in a sec. They're obviously lined up to get into the allegations made against LeSean McCoy here. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. And brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. Inbounds, out of bounds coming up next. Good menu, too. We've got a little something on the Carolina Panthers, a little something on the Sacramento Kings. Manny Machado makes it, as does Ronaldo and Brock Lesnar. So good inbounds, out of bounds coming up. We'll do a lot of hoops coming up in hour two on the Rockets, something on LeBron as well. By the way, listen, I think the 76ers look bad. Not bad. Desperate.
No doubt.
That's the way. I mean, you were really close to LeBron.
Like,
they didn't even show up to the meeting.
I was like, what? I mean, it was a summer league comment, and so one of the principal owners.
Yeah, but that's become a pretty big stage now.
Oh, I don't
disagree. It's at the park.
I don't disagree. But, I mean, you're kind of there. You have to respect. Ask you a question, you kind of have to respond. I mean, what he should have just said is he chose L.A.
Yeah.
No comment.
He's a Laker.
Yeah,
and we're good where we're at.
We're good, exactly.
You know? All right, let's get these phones. Obviously, a sensitive topic. You guys want to jump in, 855-212-4227. Let's start, let's go to the nation's capital. And Tom is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Tommy, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, all right, pretty good, Teddy. I just wonder, I know that you get quite a bit worked up when you're talking about some of these athletes, you know, which is, I understand, you know, the anger if they're abusing someone.
Yep.
I wonder, do you get that worked up if it's a KFC worker from Kentucky Fried Chicken smacking his girlfriend around, or when D.C. was the murder capital of the world from 1993 and 1994 when they led the whole nation in murders?
Yep.
I'm wondering, do you get that worked up, or it's like you give these people so much homage, or... it's kind of bizarre to me how you react so much on these people.
Here's the thing, Tom. I think it depends where I'm at. I mean, if I'm sitting down having a couple of glasses of wine and talking about violence in the world, then I don't know.
Or politics.
Or politics. The inordinate amount of homicides in Chicago. Yeah, I'll get worked up over that. But I'm also just a naturally energetic person. So I get worked up over Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference Quarterfinals.
You agreed. And Tom, let's
and the KFC thing, that's anonymous. Nobody knows about that.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can't react to it.
That was my point, Tom. Tom, the point the B-team's making is that our job, and I think all sports radio, is to cover athletes and the things that they do, whether it's great things or horrendous things or allegedly horrendous things. And this is horrendous. If this is any steps in truth, it's so bad. I mean, this is worse than what happened with Ray Rice and his drunken fit in a hotel lobby, and he and his wife. Girlfriend at the time, now wife, got into a fight, and he did something that he forever regretted, but it forever kept him out of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what went on here. And Tom, we appreciate your call, but we don't know what went on here. But there's the history is that Shady McCoy has a house. This ex-girlfriend lives in the house, okay? People have gone, friends and family of Shady have gone to that house to take stuff out, right? So the allegation isn't that Shady did this himself, that he was the one putting hands on his ex-girlfriend. The allegation is that he sent someone to do this. And the process by which this could have happened kind of makes sense, right? There's a history of people going into this house taking Shady stuff because she's living there. He's trying to get her evicted. They go in to go get their stuff, whatever happens, an altercation. And all of a sudden, she shows up savagely beaten at a hospital, right? So there's plausibility. You can't just say, oh, this didn't happen, this wasn't me. And Shady was very careful in his statement, saying he hasn't had direct contact with his ex-girlfriend, these two individuals, in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that he's not party to what went on, or allegedly party to what went on. So it's so complicated because it's such a horrendous look for the league, right? Again, it's another issue that the league, another black eye, not to throw the pun because it's insensitive, but on the league that has been battling this for the last 4 years, right? It just makes you feel, it makes the league feel dirty. Even if it's not really their fault, if it's the individual's fault, he's still associated with and borrowing the brand of the National Football League.
Yeah, and just back to one thing that Tom said, just about, you know, my reaction to this. I'll always react to when I see an image of a woman whose face is basically swollen shut.
Yeah,
and there's blood coming out of every pore in her face. When it comes to women and when it comes to kids, I will always get angry. I will not directly assume guilt. I will not accuse. I have not said, nor will I, that I fully believe that McCoy did this.
Mm-hmm.
My first inclination was to believe the woman. I did say that, and I won't back off of that. But if it's a woman or if it's a child, this is just who I am. I mean, that I can't change. Listen, when McCoy got into the fight, when he joined the Bills initially,
yep,
and he got into a fight with two off-duty police officers, the officers wound up suing him.
Yep.
It was a pretty bad
brawl. That was down in Philly.
It was down in Philly, yep. But he had just signed with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But he was still obviously going back and forth, whatever. I didn't get that worked up over it. You know, we talked about it. It's, you know, grown men. It's things happen. It's
at a bar doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever. Probably talking about why'd you leave and stuff like that. And he didn't. They were off duty, by the way.
Not like they were uniformed cops.
So it's two
Which
guys.
Which changed the equation a lot.
No doubt. But still, I agree. It's a man fighting a man.
Yes.
Not a man beating a woman.
Yeah. You save the rage for where it's, you know, where it belongs. And that's man on woman crime or man on child crime. Mike's in Louisiana. Mike is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Mike, what's happening? How are you today?
Hey, not much, guys.
Nope.
It's great to hear from you guys, man. I listen to you guys around in Shreveport area. But cool. I got a question for you guys.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Go ahead.
So, this allegation for Sean McCoy.
Yep.
You know, there had to be something showing that he's aggressive. You know, that you just mentioned about the officers getting to fight with the bar scene and all that, but abusing a dog and abusing a child and abusing his girlfriend's wrong. If it is right, if he actually did it.
Yeah, if he was involved in it.
Oh.
Yeah, what you're saying is if he was involved in it, but what's the point? I mean, is it?
The point is it had to show. There has to be somewhere information that I
hear what you're saying. Mike, here's the issue, Mike, and we appreciate your call. There's no police report yet, so we don't know what the allegation is. We don't know if someone's pressing charges. The animal abuse that we're talking about, we haven't had any indication that there was an animal
cruelty
to animal charge put out there. We don't know if there was a domestic with a child incident put out there that you would call child services for. We don't know any of these things. And if there has been, we probably would know about it. And so all of these things that showed up in this Instagram point are simply allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason it's getting the interest of
and the traction from
national media and social media is because of the image associated with it. And the fact that he does have a relationship with her ex-girlfriend, we know the details, a little bit of the details, and I'll keep reiterating, this is an allegation, but the details are she lives in his house. He wants her evicted. That's a fact. There's a legal proceeding going on trying to get her evicted from these house, and people have gone into the house to take his stuff, and something could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was responsible in any way, he's got to pay the price for it.
No doubt.
I'm talking about with his career.
No doubt. I'm 100% with you, man. All right, get some more calls, 855-212-4227. You know, I'm hung up on the, and I love the fact that Tom challenged me. You agree that's what this show is all about. I don't expect everybody to agree. I don't expect everybody to like me, whatever. But I would actually almost flip it the other way. Like, I would be unnerved if a man didn't react that way. You know what I mean? Like, if it was just kind of, well, hey, we're going to get to inbounds, out of bounds in a minute. Yeah, we saw this grotesque image. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see if he's a camp. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's got to be that way.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Okay, we've got inbounds, out of bounds coming up. That will come up next. We'll get to that coming up. I don't know what we do 3 hours on McCoy, but we'll get some hoop stuff. I told you inbounds, out of bounds. The Carolina Panthers make the menu. The Kings, Machado. Now the Yankees apparently throwing their... by the way, as a Yankee fan, I don't want him. I don't want him.
I don't want him up... upsetting the cart, trying to go back to shortstop.
Don't need it. Don't need it. I'll elaborate on that a little bit later. Hit us on Twitter, by all means, if you're not inclined to pick up the phone, but you want to express what you think about the allegations against McCoy, at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. Axe update right now. Here's Rich. Hey, tonight it's 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. The ladies of We Need to Talk dive deep into physical limitations and incredible comebacks in sports as they tell the story of a 14-year-old swimmer and double amputee Haven Shepherd. They'll also sit down with former NFL running back and Paralympic hopeful Isaiah Pede, only on CBS Sports Network. The ladies doing their thing.
Yeah.
You were on that show once, right?
Yeah, I was. About a year ago or so. Yeah, they were cool.
It's a big almost, table to be surrounded by all those women coming at you, you know? Smart women. Can't
only,
hide.
I think there was only a couple on
can't
the
Can't hide.
I know you can't.
Smart, aggressive.
No, it was like three or so that
good.
I was on the high tops. I wasn't fully intimidated.
Gotcha. It's not like the show on Fox Outnumbered.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like there's like one poor guy in the middle of the couch, there's like six women around him. But he signs up for that, so
yeah,
I guess you
get right.
You get into
France is up currently 1-0 for those who care. Belgium in the World Cup. There's about 6.5 minutes plus some stoppage time for France before they go on to the final.
See, this is the kind of game that's lame to me. We talk about that. It's 1-0.
Yeah.
Mike, I could already see him shaking his head. Let me take that back. Is Belgium at least getting shots on goal?
Well, it wasn't
tons.
On when
they
I saw
are.
It. Recently, now they are.
Yeah,
earlier
the save
on,
of the
weren't.
Tournament was earlier in the first half. They had an incredible shot that, like, bent in. The goalie, full extension Superman style, like, parallel to the ground. With his fingertips, just pushed out of the way. It was insane.
Cool. As long as they're getting some looks. I mean, if it's keep away and it's 1-0 France and there's
the,
no
the
action.
The best play
the
of the whole game, I just told Tiki, was on Twitter. It was Mbappe is their, like, 19-year-old phenom who's a superstar so far. He had this incredible little, like, toe tap behind his back right to a guy for a wide open shot, and the guy missed it.
Yeah.
But sometimes the best plays are the stuff that don't actually end up in goals.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
Who are we rooting for here? I think I have to root for France after what I watched last night.
Yeah.
With Jean Vandeveld.
Oh, I know.
Poor guy just reopens the wound.
I was watching it with Tracy and Tracy's sister, and they were like, what happened here? Why are you watching this?
Yeah.
Like, because this is one of the most epic meltdowns in sport history.
It was so good.
And
it was well
done. They were
done.
Like, why? Why was it so hard? I was like, because he could have, you could have gotten, and you could have won the, it's on the 72nd hole. You could have done that.
The dynamic with this, by the way, we had Rich Lerner on from the Golf Channel who produced this. It's called Go Down Swinging, and they're going to air this multiple times. Last night was the premiere on Golf Channel, which does great work. And you know, the dynamic between his caddy, who was like 19 or 20 at that point, and probably didn't have the presence or the confidence to basically grab the driver and grab him something lower than that. That was one aspect I found really interesting. Did you? Well, I know you did because you saw it. But there's one part with Laurie who wins. All right, who grew up about an hour from Carnoustie, and Justin Leonard. They go to the three person playoff. Right. Yeah. They're both in a bunker. This is at the end of Vandeveld's meltdown. This is crazy. I did not know this. And Laurie goes to John Vandeveld, hey, listen, take your time, calm down. Even though I'm away, I'll go first so you can compose yourself. And Vandeveld goes, thanks, man, I appreciate that. Yeah. He holds out from the bunker. No, that doesn't make it worse, does it? Laurie holds out from the bunker. I mean, it was really cool. It was a very good documentary.
It's the forgotten good. Forgotten good story of the tragic story. Not it's not tragic, you know what I mean. But of the
that's pretty
tragic.
Pertaining
sport.
To sports, yeah, it's pretty damn tragic
relative to sport.
Yeah, no doubt.
But the forgotten good story is that Laurie was amazing.
That's his only major.
And it's
cool.
And it's like home for him basically.
Absolutely.
Like
how about the you know? And we'll get to inbounds out of bounds here. I did not know. That I knew he used driver on 18, which was a complete mistake. Pushed it so far right, he was on the other hole. I think he was on 17.
5 iron.
Yeah, true. Or 7, whatever. He's going to hit straight about 2 something. But his second shot, I didn't realize how unlucky he was. Mike Tirico explained it. Tirico, that was his first Open Championship in '99 for ABC when he was still with ESPN. In essence, Vandeveld's ball hit. It's about the width of your forearm.
Yeah.
It hit
rock.
The partition to the grandstand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it hit the rock,
yes.
And then
yes.
It went backwards 40 yards into the thick stuff.
You're right.
If that would have gone 2 inches higher, it's in the grandstand. Boop, free drop.
You're right.
It wins.
You're right. Because all you had to do was get double bogey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, double bogey. That was crazy.
Triple tides. Double would have won.
Indeed. All right. You ready for inbounds, out of bounds?
Yeah. Let's hit it.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki, here we go, brother. The Carolina Panthers now, they finalized the sale. New owner David Tepper. He is in charge. The big seat. Previous owner Jerry Richardson. We know he agreed to sell the team following sexual harassment allegations. Today, at his introductory press conference, Tepper was asked about the 13-foot statue of Richardson outside the stadium.
There's a 13-foot statue of Jerry Richardson outside the North Gate. Do you plan to leave that as is or move it?
I'm contractually obligated to keep that statue as it is.
Wow. Okay, so.
Contractually obligated.
That's odd.
Talk about fame.
Contractual. Well, but why does he have... That's odd.
Yeah, we'll
that threw me for a loop. I'm with you. All right, in or out, keeping a statue of the disgraced owner outside of the stadium is inbounds or out of bounds?
No, this is out of bounds, man. I get that he wants to be the man forever down there, but his farewell address was just so – it was pathetic. It was glowing like this was, you know – done because he was done, ready to be done owning the team and wanted to pass it on.
Like he had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, you were sexually harassing. That wasn't egregious sexual, but it was sexual harassment. And for someone who's a CEO and is such a high stature and in a sport as big as the National Football League, you needed to know better.
Yep.
The tenor of this feels odd. So having a statue, out of bounds.
I'm with you on this. I mean, statues to me are symbols of achievement, whether it's in the actual sporting sense, on the field, goodwill, things that you walk up to with a camera, with your phone, you take pictures, your family, your kids, and if you have young kids, hey, here's what this man or woman did. This is why there's a symbol out there. This is why they're enshrined forever. If he's ousted as the owner, it's just blatantly inconsistent to have his face out, his body out there. It makes no sense. This is an odd one. I'm sorry. This is easily out of bounds. Easy. Gotta go. Sorry, Jerry. All right, so the Sacramento Kings, they finished 27-55 last year, and they drafted Duke star Marvin Bagley III, second in the draft, and they add him to the core. And I don't love this core. De'Aaron Fox, who I do like, actually. Buddy Hield, Willie Cauley-Stein. So Bagley, though, is going to miss the rest of the summer league with an injury, something with his pelvis. And the Kings have been active, signing Bulls restricted free agent Zach LaVine, and some others as well, which the Bulls, that was an offer sheet which the Bulls matched and are now planning to sign Celtics restricted free agent Marcus Smart to an offer sheet as well. In or out, the Kings should be trying to sign veterans like LaVine and Smart to big deals to try to contend for a playoff spot in the West.
Yeah, this is out of bounds because it's you're saying big deals. Now, I understand all these guys get big deals, but the Marcus Smart is a short-term solution if you're any team, especially the Sacramento Kings. It's not going to build a core for your future. So I don't like that because it creates a non-stimulating growth environment for the De'Aaron Foxes of the world and Marvin Bagley. So it's too small in a sense. So I'm saying out of bounds.
Okay. I'm with you on this, Teak. I say out of bounds as well. I love the pick of Bagley. It stinks he didn't get to play a whole lot. I wanted to watch him in summer league. I do think that they reached for Buddy Hield back in 2016, sixth overall pick. He's just a shooter. Doesn't really put it on the deck much. He's got to shoot. He's a three-point shooter. He's a jump shot. I thought they reached for Willie Cauley-Stein as well. That was at number six in 2015. I thought they fell in love with his defensive versatility, which is a good thing to have in the NBA, but he's not a three-point shooter. Most bigs can do that at this point. You know, and to me, listen, to just strive for a seven or an eight seed is ridiculous. Bottom out, be terrible, which they have been. Yeah. They just haven't always picked the right guy. And actually build toward a championship, not 38 wins or 42 wins at a first-round ouster. I agree, out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Orioles superstar Manny Machado is going to be dealt, likely, before the trade deadline with the Dodgers, Brewers, and now the Yankees are coming along as landing spots, these possible landing spots. Six-time All-Star, his first 4 years at third base, before transitioning back to shortstop where he played in high school in 2015. Now, all 90 games this year at short, he has played, and yesterday implied he would not change back to third if traded, saying, I'm a shortstop, I play shortstop, end quote. In or out, Machado should be willing to move to third if traded to a contender who's already set at short.
Definitely. This is inbounds. This is an easy one for me because when you get traded to a team and there's some ambiguity about where you could play.
Uh-huh.
Play at the plates, especially, I'm thinking specifically of the Yankees, because you're not displacing Didi Gregorius at shortstop, who's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to go to a contender, and have a chance to win a championship? It didn't go make money in free agency if you decide to be one and done there, or the half and done there. So absolutely inbounds, he should be willing to go, especially if it's a team that's already established in all the positions already.
You know what's interesting? When I think about this, I think, all right, you know, shortstop to third base. It's impossible not to conjure up images of what A-Rod did.
Yes.
But the difference there is that A-Rod was under contract.
Mm-hmm.
The difference here, my answer is inbounds, by the way. The difference here is he's got to suck it up for 2 months, and after 2 months, he can redetermine where he goes.
You're right.
Or not even read, because he's not necessarily determining this, but he can
Maybe win a championship.
Maybe win a championship, play some meaningful games, finally. I think all baseball fans want to see this young player on the big stage.
Yep.
See how he responds and how he reacts. Suck it up for 2 months, you know, get some competitive, get the juices going competitively in October. And if you want to bounce, you bounce. You go play shortstop. Whoever's going to give you $300 million. It's easy for us, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
In studio, as we say this, you know, being jerked back and forth, I can't imagine that's fun when you drop back and forth positions. But for 2 months, I think he could adapt and he could adjust. Inbounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Portugal superstar Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Real Madrid after 10 years and 4 World Player of the Year awards. A stunning 100 million euro transfer to Italy's Juventus? Ooh, do I get it right?
Yeah.
Juventus. Okay. In soccer, players are transferred for monetary compensation rather than in player-for-player deals like in American sports. In or out? Good question, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Sports League should allow teams to trade players for cash that can be used to sign other players.
I like this is inbounds because I like what this provides for teams, because currently the way it's set up in a lot of the American sports is that you trade a player for draft picks. And then you have draft picks that may or may not pan out, or you end up shipping them out somewhere else. And it becomes, it gets too complicated to actually go get a really good player.
Because
you don't know if that young player that you have a draft pick for, is going to pan out. Whereas if you have cash that you can use to actually sign a guy, it's a layer of complexity to the general manager's job that I think I would enjoy. I don't follow it closely enough in soccer to know how it's worked out, good or bad. But I do think it's a novel way to restock.
Here's why I totally disagree. You said inbounds.
Yes.
I say out of bounds for this reason, because not every owner is motivated to win. And I don't know if this would really, like you, truly happen in soccer like it might happen with the Oakland A's or the Tampa Bay Rays.
BT's point, if you suck in soccer, you get relegated.
Exactly.
You go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't exist.
I don't know. You know, is everybody going to reinvest the money? If I trade Superstar X for 100 euros, do I take the 100 euros and stick it in my back pocket?
Yeah.
Or do I take the 100 euros and reinvest and disperse throughout the roster and try to at least regain some competitive advantage or competitive form?
But the way that you'd caveat it is that any money that gets as part of a transfer fee, you have to use that money on players.
Or at least 70-ish percentage.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Then I would say inbounds.
Yeah.
But because there is no rule to my knowledge, being the great soccer enthusiast that I am, which it might be rule number one. Who the hell knows at this point? But I say out of bounds. That was a good question, though. I like that, Mike.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
You know, we had one on Brock Lesnar that we didn't get to. Maybe we can kick that around a little later in the show.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Pinched a bunch of times, coming back.
Yelling in a match.
Yeah, going up to the cage, right? Going up to the octagon.
Maybe it'll be in the blast.
Could be. UFC 226 challenging Cormier, right?
Yeah. France is about 10 seconds away from going on to the final.
As Jean Vanderbilt pours himself a little red vino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.